Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend, and welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. In today's episode, I wanted to share the different categories I'll be covering in this podcast. Obviously, keto is a main priority, and I will be sharing with you tips, recipes, meal plans, and meal prep suggestions, along with anything else you tell me is important to you. But I think it is also important to include some other topics to help create balance in our lives and to support the keto lifestyle even more efficiently. I will be bringing God into every podcast, though there might be some where, especially if it's a message I think that will really resonate with you, I might spend the majority of the podcast on that specific topic. I have come to realize that when I put God first, everything just falls into place. And I really want to stress the importance of inviting God into this journey with you and seeking His help. One can't do everything on his or her own, but with God, all things are possible. Personal development is another key topic. I personally immerse myself in books and love learning. Now, I know this isn't something everyone enjoys, but I have learned so many strategies, processes, and helpful mindset shifts along the way that I'd like to sprinkle some of them in so that you too can experience the benefits. Ultimately, I feel once we have a handle on our eating habits and start experiencing all the amazing benefits of keto again, we are freed up to begin asking questions such as, what is my purpose? What are the gifts and talents God gave me that I can use to serve Him and the world? I now wake up each day excited to conquer the day because I feel that I'm getting closer and closer to fully living into my purpose. I want to make it clear, though, that I know it is God who is speaking through me, and everything good that comes from this Keto for Christ movement is because of Him. I am just honored and humbled that He chose me to lead this movement. I'd like to share a verse that my pastor recently shared with us in one of his messages that really spoke to me. It's Ephesians 4, verse 1. "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received." In my pastor's message, he also reminded us that your calling is more about who you are than what you do. I'd like to give you a couple of questions to ponder this week. Who are you called to become? I have a feeling that you know deep down what you were placed on this earth to do. Now, you might not know all the details yet or exactly how to get there, but I believe there's probably something in the pit of your stomach that you feel you aren't fully living out, isn't there? What is that, friend? Is it something in the world that makes you angry and you'd like to make a stand for what you feel is right? Is it a talent of yours that you've been pushing aside because you've told yourself you're too old or not experienced enough or that no one would be affected by it? What is it for you? I think each one of us is meant for more. None of us are living to our full potential. We are simply scratching the surface of the incredible impact that we could be making. I was recently reminded of a quote by Irma Bombeck that really resonated with me, and I'd like to share it with you also. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, but could say I've used everything you gave me. I know that I definitely have a lot of work to do on this, but it's something I will be striving towards each and every day. Even if you aren't ready to act on your gifts and talents quite yet, I just want you to know that I believe in you. God believes in you. And if you will just take a step forward and act in faith, I truly believe you will be amazed at what God is able to do through you in your life. Now, I'd like to close today's episode by praying for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing my wonderful new friend here today. Thank you for allowing them to be open to this message. Please encourage them this week as they ponder these questions and give them the courage to take action. Please remind them of all the amazing gifts and talents you bless them with. And when the opportunity arises, please encourage them to step out in faith. In your name I pray. Amen.
Before you go, I'd like to share one of my gifts with you that I've been hiding away due to some of my own insecurities. Hopefully, this will give you the encouragement you need this week to do the same.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure. That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. That's what friends are for.